T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is difficult to fully explain the grasp of Joe Moreno's legal expertise or the distinction that he holds in the area. But let me try. Former federal prosecutor, a partner in the world's oldest law firm, Cadwallader, served the United States Department of Justice, the National Security Division's counterterrorism section, has prosecuted unbelievable crimes throughout the years, served as a consultant to the Federal Bureau of Investigation, served on the staff of the FBI's 9/11 Review Commission. He is a decorated combat veteran. He is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Army. But as I always say, the biggest and best thing that Joe Moreno does, he's a dad to 7 beautiful children. And I'm thrilled that Joe is making some time for us. Joe, thank you for being here.
Jeff, happy new year. Thanks so much for having me on.
It is always our pleasure, sir. So let's start with what happened in Iraq. President Trump, we're told, said, hey, Soleimani, who is a bad guy responsible for the murders of hundreds of Americans, we've got an eyeball on him. We know that he's doing something to launch a new plot. Take the sucker out. Now, did he or did he not have the legal authority to do that?
Jeff, the short answer is yes. President Trump certainly had the legal authority to take out General Soleimani. And I think it's interesting to hear the president's opponents twist themselves into pretzels to try to find ways that this was wrong, in contrary to, say, the taking out of Osama bin Laden, which, of course, was heralded by Democrats because it was done by a Democrat president.
So would you put Mr. Soleimani, I'm loath to give him the title of general because I know he had all these responsibilities, but man, he just continues to strike me as a terrorist, as a Delta Bravo's Delta Bravo. But would you put him on the same level as bin Laden?
Pretty close. I mean, basically, Soleimani was the head of a designated terrorist organization, right? The Quds Force.
Yes.
So, and that was designated back in 2007. So this is not a recent thing.
Mm-hmm.
So for the past 13 years, this organization, which is an offshoot of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, has been designated a terrorist organization by the U.S. government. Mm-hmm. Soleimani headed that organization. So I think you're right. It is more accurate to think of him in this context less as a general in the Iranian military and more of a head of a designated terrorist organization, much like Hezbollah or Hamas or the other groups that have spread terror in the Middle East for years.
So when you hear the media types and the Democrats wringing their hands, you see them wringing their hands and they are, God, they want to cover up the mirrors and rip their clothing. They're in such a state of mourning. Is it related in any way to anything factual, or is this just a piece of performance art, Joe?
I mean, there's nothing wrong with taking respectful different positions from a president in terms of foreign policy, right? So I think smart people can debate whether or not you should be more aggressive or less aggressive, how you combat terrorism, how you conduct yourself, especially in the Middle East, which, of course, as we know, is a really difficult area.
Yeah.
So I think honest debate is one thing. But to say after the death of a U.S. contractor in Iraq and after violent protests at the U.S. embassy in Iraq, both of which we know were backed by Soleimani and the Iranian government, to say then that action against Soleimani was not justified, I think, belies any kind of honest debate. It's rank politics.
Fair enough. Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe is truly one of the great legal minds here in the United States, and I have to mention in the United Kingdom as well, right?
That's right. Yes.
Okay. Where you are legally brilliant, but you're on the other side of the road. So, I mean, I'm not sure which stuff you're handling over there. Let's turn our attention to Congress. We had the inquiry, right? Because it wasn't a trial. It wasn't a hearing. I don't know, whatever that was. And we had these articles of impeachment. And by gosh, now it's full steam ahead. Tell us where we are with that.
Well, you know, I thought it was rather cut and dry a month ago when the House impeached the president, and then nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I am in the camp that I do believe the president has been impeached because it's up to the House to decide how to impeach a president.
Oh.
So from the plain language of the Constitution, you know, I'm in the camp of folks who say, okay, President Trump has been impeached.
Okay.
But the relevance of that, the significance of it, diminishes by the day, because we are going on 3 weeks now since he's been impeached, and the House shows no sign of taking the next step, leaving the Senate not really knowing what to do, because on that side of Congress, it's the Senate's sole role to take impeachment and conduct a trial. So we're in this sort of limbo, and, you know, I mean, look, my opinion, it was difficult enough to kind of take this impeachment, package it together, and give it a lot of credence. I think a lot of it was conducted in a very unserious way.
Yeah.
But we were told by the Democrats it was imperative that it get done. It was so important that it get done. And yet they sped it along. They did not subpoena people that now they say are critical to subpoena, and they're sitting on it. And while it may be Washington fun and games to them, we have real life events happening, right? Life and death events that the president should be focused on. And if the Democrats were serious about getting impeachment moving, this could have been transmitted to the Senate 3 weeks ago. We could have had a trial scheduled probably as early as next week, and we could get on with it. Whether you believe in it or not, we could be on the way to getting it past us. But the Democrats don't want that.
So
they want to hang it over this president.
From a legal point of view, from the Constitution's, I don't know, the methodology laid out in the Constitution, can the Senate say, okay, we know he's been impeached, we read all of this, and even though the Speaker of the House didn't actually have somebody walk across the hallway and stick it in our mailbox, we're going to have a trial?
Yes. So the Constitution doesn't say much. So really what we revert back to are rules that are put together by the House and the Senate respectively. So the Senate certainly could change the current rules, right? The current rules say we're going to sit back and wait for impeachment articles to be delivered to us. They could change that. Mitch McConnell could change that with 51 votes, a bare majority in the Senate, to say, you know what, we're not waiting. We're going to change the rules. We're going to grab those articles, and we're going to deal with them in whatever way we see fit.
Yeah.
And there's not much the Constitution says about it, and there is no court that will get involved, right? Any effort to get a court involved to say, hey, you're not doing this right, will not be successful, because the courts have already said, back in the days of Richard Nixon, impeachment and Senate trial is purely the responsibility of Congress. The judiciary will not get involved. So you guys have to work it out as you see fit.
Wow. I never ask you to do predictions, but just between us, what do you think they'll do?
I think that Nancy Pelosi's publicity stunt is looking more and more silly by the day.
Yeah.
So I have to think that at some point, and you know, they talk about the cracks always on the Republican side, but the fact is there are cracks on the Democrat side. At least one Democrat senator has said, okay, enough is enough. Transmit the articles. Let's get this going. So I think that with all that's happening in the world, Nancy Pelosi at some point will capitulate and say, fine, here you go. And then let the grown-ups in the Senate actually deal with this thing.
All right. Now, you mentioned grown-ups in the Senate. I'm gonna ask that the judge intervene and ask you to reevaluate that statement, Joe, because we have some folks who are the members of this chamber of deliberation and reflection, but we've also got a lot of politicians over there who are looking to make a name as well. Do you think that what they set up as a trial will be closer to, a criminal trial than the House was?
Well, I definitely think there will be more decorum.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think that the Senate, even though they have some figures on both sides that are a bit ridiculous,
yeah,
they really do on that side try to give the appearance of being more judicious and more thoughtful and a little more bipartisan. So
yeah,
I think that you will see more seriousness. That being said, though, Mitch McConnell should run this the same way that the House ran things.
Yeah.
On their side, which is basically majority control. The House Democrats showed zero interest in working with Republicans in sort of any kind of bipartisan effort here. So I'm not sure why Mitch McConnell would do things any differently. He should do things the way he thinks is best. He has the votes, and then let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I think the big problem with that, Joe, is that my side of the aisle, invariably, every single time, we're like Charlie Brown and Lucy. We go, oh, no, it's going to be different this time. And no, she really is going to hold the football. And we'll try and be nice and play with the other side. And, well, I don't know. We'll see how that all plays out. Joe, I neglected to mention you are also a certified public accountant. Gosh, what else do you do in your free time?
It's funny. I can't cook, and and I snore at night. So my wife still has plenty of things to complain about, but I do my best.
Well, listen, we are, again, just so very grateful that you can make time for us. We really enjoy the insight, the personality that you bring to it. It's not a dry legal reading in any sense of it. And hopefully you'll be amenable to answering our calls in the future to talk again.
Anytime, Jeff. The pleasure is mine.
Thank you, sir. That is Joe Moreno, Colonel Joe Moreno, who is an attorney at law and a certified public accountant and a solicitor over in the United Kingdom and a partner in the law firm of Cadwallader, which is the world's oldest law firm, and a graduate of St. John's University, which I know makes our friend Jimmy Galliano beam with pride. So just a great guy. So there you have it. From a legal perspective, yes, President Trump has been impeached because it's strictly up to the House. Okay, fair enough. We can take that and move on with it, right? And President Trump absolutely, positively had the legal authority to take out that disgusting, murderous thug, Mr. Soleimani. So there you have it. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.